Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did a parent return to their child in a dream long after their passing from this earth?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. To share your real ghost stories with us, we'd absolutely love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person, as we call them. You sign up to do that at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. It is only $5 a month to get access to all of our bonus material, all of the extra episodes, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, so many great extras we got for you out there at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. It's Tony and Harper with you on today's episode of the program.
This weekend, it's Halloween.
Well, yes, when we're recording this, it is.
Yes.
But as of airing of this, it's more like pre-Thanksgiving. So people are going to be getting turkeyed up very soon and preparing for that as this airs. But yes, we're recording this on the 28th of October.
I am so excited.
You are, and you're. We got your costume already. We went out yesterday and picked out the outfit portion because you've already planned your makeup with all of the kind of zombie-ish stuff with liquid latex,
and demon stuff.
Yes.
Also, for the whole class party thing,
mm-hmm.
we can't do any blood sharp things or like
blood sharp things or. Or what?
Or like face masks.
Okay, yeah. So what are you doing for your class thing? What's your can there?
I'm going to be Dorothy Gale from Wizard of Oz, but as a doll.
Okay.
Or a puppet.
So you're going to do like doll-looking makeup?
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to be kind of disturbing.
Yes.
In a passive-aggressive sort of way.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's great. At least you're adding a little bit of creepiness to it. And, well, that's fun. Have you attempted this makeup job yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. So you're going to get up, what, really early tomorrow morning and do it?
Sure, I am.
All right. Well.
Right after the witching hour.
Don't come knocking at my door till 6:20.
Okay.
When we have to get up. Okay.
Okay. I ain't going to need time to curl my hair.
You do whatever you want. Just don't come knocking on my door going, can you open this? Because there's been some mornings where it's like 5 a.m., can you open this juice for me? Like, yes, but now I'm awake. So.
Can you open this fruit smoothie for me? Guess what? I'm strong enough to do it now. I finally
awesome.
Learned how.
Awesome. You've gotten the fruit smoothie opening down. That earns you a gold star. So, all right. Well, that's good.
Gold stars everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is our last episode before Thanksgiving. And then next week on the show, we're going to be running some of the best of episodes for the week and our Real Ghost Stories Online extras, which you've probably been seeing. We started doing the Real Ghost Story Online 31 Days of Halloween over October and got such a great response from it that I decided, you know what? We're going to do that year round. So every single day you get an episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, a new episode Monday through Thursday. And of course, Friday, the EPP bonus episode. But on top of that, I'm going back into the archive and I'm finding phone calls from over the years because I've saved all of the phone calls pretty much. And I'm just kind of dispersing them again here and there and just by themselves, so you can get an extra ghost story every single day on our feed. So if you know you listen to it on the drive home or in the drive into work, maybe in the drive home you want an extra ghost story, there you go. So a little bit of extra content for you every single day. I hope you guys are enjoying that. I really appreciate all the positive feedback on that. Just trying to give you as much as we can as we continue to grow the show. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. And let's go to our first letter of the day. And of course, if you want to write in, realghoststoriesonline.com is where you do that. It says, Tony, your recent use of a ghost box app sparked my interest, but it is something that I've always said I would not use. Of course, my hesitation to use such an app was short-lived. I typically listen to your podcast while playing fetch with my dog, so not to sit in silence. Well, yesterday evening, I decided to turn off the podcast and download an app. I figured I had let the app run and not engage or speak out into it, into the ether. If such an app can reach the other side, I have no interest in speaking to the deceased out of fear. After a few minutes, the app started beeping and read, "No attic." Okay? It was right. There was no attic in my front yard. That eased my mind, making me feel like there was nothing to be freaked out by with this app. As the ghost box continued to make the scrambled sounds, I got up to grab my dog's ball, and suddenly the ghost box started making a freakish sound that I can't even explain. Upon looking down at my phone, the app read, "Haley." Haley is the name of my deceased dog, who has been dead for about 6 years now. I immediately freaked out, welled up, and deleted the app. If it's a bogus app, registering the name Haley is highly coincidental. It created quite an emotional moment for me. Later in the evening, I asked my kid if we should go back outside and try the app again for her to check it out. Maybe seeing Haley's name was a coincidence. My kid and I went back outside with the dog to play fetch with the app rolling and no speaking. Beeping started after about a minute, and this time I heard a female voice clearly say, "Catch," and the app registered it as such. This freaked my kid and I out so badly that I again turned it off and went back to the house. If there's an energy near my house, it is our deceased and beloved Haley. One thing to note before even considering the ghost app usage last night, I went out to pick up takeout for my kid and me. My kid said before I got home, they thought they heard someone come into the house with bags. Once they noticed my car was not in the driveway, they shut their bedroom door out of fear. Was there already an energy around my house that wanted to be noticed? Perhaps. Thank you for letting me share. I absolutely love listening to you, Carol, and Harper, and Todd's banter. We'll share another story again very soon.
Well, maybe the dead dog is with the ghost now, and it's a ghost pet to some other ghost.
Or is the pet able to manipulate the thing itself and identify itself? Is that a thing, or is it something else that's with the dog that's kind of helping?
No, that'd be one demon dog if it could do that.
It wouldn't be a demon dog.
Like, if it could speak, I'd be freaked out.
Well, maybe that's an amazing thing that happens to dogs once they die. They suddenly can speak. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be amazing.
I think that'd be amazing if on the other side, you're like, suddenly your pets are there, but you can have conversations with them. And they'll be like telling you all of the things that you've done that were embarrassing that only you did around them. They're like, "Remember that time you did this?" Like, "Oh my God, you were watching, weren't you?" "Of course I was." You know, that could be really embarrassing.
I hope not.
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen. But it's an interesting thing. And you know what? These ghost apps that... Essentially, they said ghost box, and a ghost box really is what is scanning frequencies. What they're referring to in this is more of an Ovilus type app. And we use one when we go out, and it's an app on the phone, and I did my research on it before I actually went out and started using one, because there's some that, you know, are kind of bleh, and there's some that people say legitimately seem to work. And the one we use, I'd say, has like about a 70% accuracy rate, which I was very shocked by. When we were out at one of our last filming places that we were at, I was really kind of disappointed because we got some really interesting responses that seemed to make sense. But one of the biggest responses that if we had caught it on camera, if we had read it on camera, it would have been such a neat moment. But we didn't catch it. I didn't catch it till days later when I looked back at the log, because it switched out so quick and we were focusing on something else at the time that it popped up. But we were on a dock in the middle of the lake, and we were asking, like, "What do you like about being out here?" And it said,
"Fishing."
Yes. And that was amazing. It was also talking about the kind of the construction of the lake. And it seems some of the things that it was talking about was to deal with how they created the lake and the efforts that were put into it, because it's a big man-made lake. If you want to see that video, Dad, Daughter, and the Dead is our YouTube series. You can also check it out on our social media as well. It's me and Harper going around and doing some investigating and really kind of telling stories about history and places, and a lot of places that may not even be known as being haunted, but in all likelihood, there's probably something there.
Yeah.
And the place we went to really wasn't known for it, but it was a lake. People die in lakes. It's been around for almost 100 years. You got stuff.
There's been bodies found around the forest.
Yeah, it's there's been stuff. So interesting to hear those responses from that app. Some people will debunk those. I've heard from many professional investigators like, oh, the phone apps are garbage. I disagree. I really do, because I say, you know, I'm new to the investigating end of this stuff. I've been doing the show now, you know, almost 10 years, but I'm new to the investigating end of it. But I tell you, the amount of things that are coming through that thing that seem very logical, very specific to where we're at, it's impossible to deny it.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd say it's one of my favorite ways of communicating, or one of my favorite ways of things, especially to use on camera, because it's so quick. It's not like us trying to decipher like garbled, you know, mumbo jumbo, like blah, 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 blah. It said, I like tacos. Play that back again. It says, I like tacos. No, it didn't.
It just growled at you.
It's like, I love this thing where it can kind of come through. There's some other interesting ghost apps, not even apps out there. There is an app that is in this range, but there's ghost boxes out there that use a lot of reverb and interesting things that make some of the words come out even clearer. And I'm really interested in looking at some of those. So you may come home from school one day and be like, Harper, look what I got today.
Dad?
Yeah.
That's what it is every single day. We just got a freeze dryer.
Yeah, that showed up today. I'm excited for that. I'm excited to start freeze drying fruits and vegetables and for snacks and for the upcoming apocalypse. No, I'm not. I'm not doing it to hoard. I'm doing it more so because I love freeze dried fruits and vegetables as snacks.
We should do ice cream.
We will. We'll do like freeze dried ice cream bars. Now that defeats the whole like healthy eating purpose, but hey. We will do it. We'll do it. And hopefully we have this idea of doing a YouTube channel about freeze dried things. We just got to kind of get used to it and see how well it works for all this and if we can accomplish what we want to with it. But nonetheless, I'm excited to start using it.
Very, very excited because I really want to freeze dry some Skittles and sell it on Etsy.
That would be fun. Harper's Skittle selling business. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Next letter says, thank you for giving folks a place to share their experiences. Sometimes folks, me included, doubt their thoughts and experiences and miss something they really need. My father passed away in December 2018. My mother had passed in 2007. After my father passed, my son had a reoccurring dream where he was walking down the street and he sees my mother and father in the distance getting into a car. And calls out to them. My father does not hear them. My mother, however, gets out of the car, comes to him and grabs his arms and tells him that we'll all be okay without him. She said my father had brought us up to be able to take care of ourselves, and then she walked back to the car. The strange thing about it was that my son had the same dream over and over for about a week. He did not tell anyone because he did not think much of it. His wife made him tell us all, and after he told us, he did not have the dream again. My son's a sensitive, but he refuses to acknowledge it. When he was growing up, he heard voices and had bad dreams. I really wish he would give in to it and be a conduit for us and those who have passed. He just does not buy into it. Oh, well. I told him when I die, I was going to come back and haunt him. I don't think he believes me, though. I have another story that happened to me. I was driving down the highway, and I see out of the corner of my left eye something coming towards me. It was something white and or clear. I thought it was a piece of packing from a truck or something. When it got to me, it hit me so hard I almost lost control of the car. My car swerved, but I managed to keep it going and straighten up. I looked back in my rearview mirror to see what it was, but there was nothing there. There was not any material on the road or the side of the road. I looked at the cars around me and no one else had that reaction. Very strange. Certain people have abilities. I must admit I'm jealous of them. But then I do not know what they go through. I like to think our loved ones stay with us and watch over us from wherever they are. If we never hear from them, it's either because they're at peace or there's nothing we need to know. There are things we are not supposed to know. Thank you.
Fun times when a ghost piece of cardboard or packing just hits the car and you start to swerve and I'm just going to crash it. Am I right?
Yeah, that's never fun.
It's always fun, actually.
What do you think about the story?
If it were to be something ghostly, That's an experience I would never want to have.
Yeah, that would be very, very disturbing and very scary to actually have to experience.
Very disturbing.
Speaking of disturbing, I want to share something with you. This is kind of neat. There is now an app, and by the time you would ever want to use this, when I'm dead, it'll probably be much more advanced. But I'm just going to tell me, I'm going to say like test 1, 2, 3. I'm just going to type this out. I'm testing this app. I hope it works out good. Okay. What this thing does, this app, it takes my voice. I submitted just a half hour of audio, basically a show. And it generates my voice of whatever I type. It generates it. Now, there's going to be some gibberish in here because I didn't buy the full version of this. I'm just testing it. So it might say gibberish a little bit. But here's what I just typed. Let's see what it sounds like. Jibber jabber this jibber. I hope it work out good. Jibber jabber this jibber. I hope it work out good. So it doesn't. It currently has like a vocabulary of like 1,000 words on the test, but I hope it worked out good. It said that.
Jibber jabber jibber.
Yeah. Hope it worked out for good. Words, it doesn't have in its dictionary. It just says jibber jabber. How are you today? Now it's generating another overdub. So. I'm really impressed with how real it sounds.
I know.
And I'm thinking about actually buying the full version and like trying to run like a whole episode just to hear what it sounds like. So I added a couple more things. Jibber jabber this jibber. I hope it work out good. Jibber jabber. How are you today? I love real jibber jabber. So it's supposed to say I love real ghost stories.
But, I love jibber jabber.
But listen, this is not me. I mean, this is computer me. Speaking, so jibber jabber this jibber. I hope it work out good. Jibber jabber. How are you today? I love real jibber jabber.
It has no emotion though.
It does. It has more emotion. I mean, that's what I want to do.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It does have emotion.
I'm really curious. Jibber so jabber. Here's the deal. When I'm dead, I can still tell ghost stories. All you have to do is just paste the story into there and then boom. You got me still telling ghost stories forever. So I can live on in eternity. The computerized version of my voice can continue to tell stories in my own creepy way into all of eternity with Harper hosting the show. You could even like have conversations with me and you can type what I'm saying back to you.
But like, how would I know what you're saying?
Get closer to your microphone.
How would I know what you're saying?
No, you can say whatever you want. You can like type in what you want me to say. And
just
then
like
anything. I mean, you could go bad with it. I mean, that's, it's just scary though. Just how it's like in that deep fake world where people can do the deep fake of images and video and people and faces now. There, it's doable with audio, which that it's kind of blowing my mind.
Jibber jabber this jibber. I hope it worked out good. Jibber jabber just jibber. I love jibber jibber.
I'm scared. Let's do a call. And during this call, I might just buy the license to try this thing out further. Because I'm really curious.
And then during the call, after the call, you can use that as your response. Yes.
We'll see. I don't know if I'll have enough time to put all that together, but we'll play with it a little bit more. But this is, it's blowing my mind because a while ago, Adobe had announced that they were doing something like that. And then I never saw anything about it again. But there's this other company that has this thing. And I'm like, I'm really curious. And I sent my audio in yesterday. It took like 24 hours for their computer systems to analyze it and kind of create the lexicon of my voice. And then that's what we got. So let's go to a call, and I'll see what we can do here.
Nice. Hey, my name is Mandy. I'm from a little town in North Carolina. I just want to talk about the house that my husband and I moved into in May of 2020. We realized that it was a foreclosure and that there were previous accounts of people dying, one dying in the house and then the family member dying outside of the house with the previous owner's family. And I realized when we moved in that I was seeing shadows in the hallway, and it got to the point where I would ask my husband, you know, did you see that or do you feel that? And he would say, no, you know, you're crazy. Well, one night I was laying in bed and I saw one, and I looked at him and I said, I don't want to talk about it, but I just saw something in the hallway and I don't want to give life to it. And he was like, okay. So we just rolled over, forgot about it. That continued on for a few weeks. We do have a video camera inside of our house, and it would catch orbs coming from the wall through the house. There would be lagging with the orbs. And then there's one video where we have two of our cats sitting on the couch. One looks up, and then this light anomaly, looked to be about 4 inches long, kind of in the shape of a hand, drops down almost like it's petting our cat on the couch, and then continues down to the floor. And it was the strangest thing. I still have the video today. We've gone through some pictures we had upstairs in the spare bedroom, and it was of my husband's biological dad. And I just remember thinking, like, how cool it would have been to have met him. And I just felt this breeze, kind of like something just came right through me. It was a cold chill, and there was no air vent that was anywhere near me that it could have been. And some of the pictures actually moved when that breeze came through. And I just felt like that was him saying, you know, nice to meet you. I'm here, and, you know, everything's fine. I told my husband that, and he was just like, okay, that's a little weird. We never really talked about it anymore after that. The neighbors that we lived beside, they were talking about how they could buy some sage and come in and cleanse the house, because I was just worried when I was in the house by myself. And it wasn't fear, it was just that something is here and I really don't want to have any interaction with it, just knowing that it's there. And they told us to take down all of our welcome signs, and I had never heard that, but they said having welcome signs tells the spirits that you were welcoming them into the house. So we took down the welcome signs. They never did the sage, but after taking the welcome signs down, things kind of calmed down. I did find out that I was pregnant in July. I had the baby in March of 21. And that night, before I was scheduled for my C-section, I had my grandpa's a bookmark with him, with his picture, some Bible verses, leaned up against another picture. My grandpa had passed away in February, so just about 33 days before his great-grandson was born. So I was a little emotional through that time. My grandma actually moved in with us, and we were sleeping. It was about 2 o'clock, and I heard the cat on my desk in our room. Well, when I got up the next morning, you know, we're getting ready to go to the hospital, have the baby, I saw that my grandpa's picture and this bookmark were laid out on my desk. And I looked at my husband and I said, did you lay this out to take to the hospital? Which I thought was a nice gesture, but I was like, well, it's kind of weird. And he looked at me so clueless, and he was like, no, I didn't lay that out. And I said, well, maybe Chipper, our cat, got up on the desk like I originally thought and knocked it down. Well, my cat was actually locked out of our bedroom because we had shut the door. So there was no way that he had done this. And I just felt this overwhelming sense that my grandpa was there and had knocked the picture down. And nothing like that has happened since March. We did have some of the magnets that was on my grandpa's fridge. They had fallen off the fridge. Some of his pictures we had come out of their little picture holders. So just weird things like that. Nothing really too crazy has happened since then. We haven't really seen any more shadow figures. Seems that since the baby's been born, everything has calmed down. I don't really get a presence or sense of presence anymore in the house. So whatever it is, we're a very religious family, so I am interested in this, but don't really want anything to do with the spirits that are there. But just to let you guys know some of the weird things that happened and that we actually did catch those orbs on video. Thank you so much. Love listening to the show. I am a fairly new listener, so thank you.
So how's that working out, getting the whole thing set up?
I'm working on it. I'm like, I paid, and now it's like, I think it's upgrading itself. So your thoughts on the story?
So, I mean, like, the whole, like, tipping, like, bringing the pictures down and stuff, I'd be like, what are you wanting me to do with the picture?
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, why?
Sure. Because, I mean, it's just that by itself.
It's just
what
random.
An interesting story. I wonder if any of our pets will ever come back to haunt us. If you could have a pet come back and haunt you, who would it be? That's me. It's not quite perfect, but...
Wait, I thought you were talking for a second. I just thought, like, the audio kind of went down for a second. Honestly, for a pet that I would want to talk to me would probably be Sting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm typing my response to you.
Hold on, people.
Okay, here's my response. What an interesting story. Oh, wait, it's generating. Stand by. I'm curious as to how real this is going to sound. Curious to see how worth that $30 was. I would want my cat Kitty to come back and haunt me. She died when I was 8. That was curiously real sounding. I would want my cat Kitty to come back and haunt me. She died when I was 8. So, it's basing, like, I gave it my read from an EPP episode, and it's just putting this together. This is so scary. What do you think of this?
Can you type a Squirrel Queen for me?
What else do you want me to say?
Just Harper's a Squirrel Queen, please.
Okay. Let's, it's generating it. Isn't this fun where we play with new toys live on the air?
Yeah, I know.
Here we go. Generating overdub. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online. Harper is the Squirrel Queen.
That's great.
Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online. Harper is the Squirrel Queen. So, it's not perfect, but it's really getting... I mean, this is scary. It's disturbing.
Type ha 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 ha. AJ, AJ.
Okay. It's generating again. This is just spooky. Haha, that is so funny. Haha, that is so funny. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online. Harper is the Squirrel Queen. Haha, that is so funny. You know, if you're just like taking little pieces here and there, you would swear to God it was me. You really, yeah. Well, that's, there you go.
Harper is the Squirrel Queen.
Technology. Well, on that note, everybody, happy Thanksgiving. I hope everybody enjoys their festivities next week.
Have nice turkey.
Of course, I have a brand new EPP bonus episode for you out there to enjoy. And we'll be back with brand new episodes right after that into the holidays. So that's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. Thanks for listening. Keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. And EPP at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes of the show, everything there for you to binge away on and enjoy. Until next time, for Harper, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.